like we're recording. By the way, on that subject, oh, thank you for being here. Namo myoho renge kyo. You make my study and my experience of Buddhahood much more prevalent in my life. And for that, how can I possibly express how much I appreciate your participating and watching these videos and all that, in addition to those of you who are able to send me donations and help continue this channel and support. You support all of us, not just me, but by allowing me to do this, I am deeply grateful. But by doing this, by extension, those of you who can support by doing more than watching are actually supporting our entire Sangha. So thank you so much for that. And accomplishing the Buddha's mission, right? To propagate the Lotus Sutra broadly. This is all on you. So thank you. Now, on a personal note, I have been trying my best, or I shouldn't say try. There is no try. There is only do and do not. Or whatever. Anyway, I'm trying to do a video a day. I keep using the word trying. It's unavoidable, isn't it? Well, it should be avoidable. I am doing a video a day. I'm working diligently to do that for me and for you. What I stumble on is the production. And sometimes, as I'm sure you've noticed, I'll put out two or sometimes more videos in one day after going silent for a couple of days. My mission, just so you know, is to do a video a day, but at very least have that quantity going. So if the production takes me longer to accomplish, or for whatever reason I'm not able to upload a video every day, know that it is in production and it is on the way. So my commitment remains the same, if not stronger. So with all of that blah blah blah, let's get into continuing on this Go Show, which by now you should have noticed, spending a lot of time by his own example, as he's speaking to Shijo Kingo and his wife, about rebuking slander and eradicating negative karma. That's what I'm using now instead of the word sins, because that's too charismatically charged by religions to mean all sorts of things. In Buddhism, it's simply that you're not being honorable to yourself and therefore not honorable to life itself. So it's a very profound kind of thing, and you learn more and more the meaning of that as you study Buddhism. Hopefully these discussions on these Go Shows help elucidate that, as well as discussion on other sutras which are on this channel, and you can look at different playlists and find discussions on the Vimalakirti, the Lankavatara, the Wisdom, the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. Those are some of my favorites. But I've made a dedication to myself that although there are a great many Gosho, and we're progressing quite well through them, I'd say we're only about halfway though. There are a lot of Gosho from Nichiren. So if it seems like after listening to a few videos, you're hearing some repetitions of some sort, take that into account, because all these letters, all these Goshos, these writings of Nichiren are not all of the same type. He wrote letters of remonstration, very long letters of remonstrations to leaders of Japan, the government itself, to specific lords and rulers of Japan at the time. He wrote letters to high-ranking officials, he wrote letters to other sects, other temples, other teaching institutions that he was challenging for their derivations and their private agendas and so on and so forth. He wrote letters to be read by many, many lay people. He wrote letters specifically to other monks, monks not necessarily following Nichiren's doctrine. And he wrote letters to his inner circle of people who either were high-ranking samurai, who had been very supportive, sort of his patrons or his patrons of the day, like patreon.com, and others who were actual lead or abbots, head monks of other disciplines who had converted to Nichiren's doctrine, which is built solely on top of the Lotus Sutra and consequently on all the scholarship of Buddhism, which he studied since the age of 12. Okay. So I say all of that because not all of these letters were directed to the same type of audience, the same learned audience. Obviously, a teacher of the Tendai school who had converted to Nichiren's doctrine would have a much more profound understanding of Buddhism in general, and much closer to Nichiren's own elucidations than, for instance, a worker a farmer under the rule of a samurai and a landlord. They all have different perspectives, different knowledge. They come from different places culturally. And so although there's certainly repetition in some of the themes and even a lot of the quotations that Nichiren uses, which I see as a sort of stability and a consistency that I kind of appreciate. At first, it annoyed me many, many years ago. I said, well, he's saying the same thing. But he would say the same thing differently, even if he used the same quotes or similar quotes, because of the audience he was addressing. And so there are different levels of understanding of the same, basically the same topics. So I think that's worth noting, although it may seem a bit academic. There, like I said, there's a lot of letters, but I bring it up because I don't want you to feel, kind of deflated, is what I would say. In my early practice, there were times when I thought, well, it's just the same old thing, and I'd skip it. And since I started this video series, I've been very determined to read every word of the translations, because it's too easy to miss some subtleties, and it's in those subtleties that you and I will get our own particular insights from our own life experience. And that's what Buddhism is about. It's about dissecting that path that is uniquely yours and mine, that brings us to greater and deeper and more profound understand Buddha wisdom, to use in our daily life to remain anchored to our Buddha-ness. No small task. Okay. Now, with all of that, let us continue as, once again, Nichiren will demonstrate not only the erroneous views held by other schools, but in so doing, again, he's talking about how do you rebuke this and what can you expect as you rebuke enemies, as it were, of the teachings, the correct teachings, right? So that's something that manifests in our own lives. Those enemies can be thoughts, not necessarily people. They can be entire schools. They can be politics. They can be small, large, great, wide, narrow. Right? Get the picture? And so don't be dissuaded by struggle. Struggle, first of all, is life. But struggle in life, when your goal is the lofty, amazing, precious goal of enlightenment, those very same cuts and bruises may seem at times to be so huge and insurmountable that they discourage you, and they should not. They simply validate you. And this is all about life condition. Remember the bag of bricks I talked about when an infant gets thwarted in walking by a bag of bricks and just sits and cries because it can't go anywhere. That same life condition, that same child grows up to be a young adult who simply walks around or over that bag of bricks, no prob. It's not the obstacle that changes, it's the life condition that changes. So that's a valuable lesson, and it will come through again and again in this Go Show as well. So, without further interjection, let us continue. Nichiren writes, "All the people throughout Japan have been led astray by the wild assertions of Honen, who tells them to, quote, discard, close, ignore, and abandon the Lotus Sutra, or of the Zen school, which declares its teaching to be, quote, a separate transmission outside the sutras, end quote, so that there is not a single one who is not destined to fall into the great citadel of the hell of incessant suffering. So believe me, believing over the past more than 20 years, I have never ceased to cry out in a loud voice against these errors, fearing neither the ruler of the nation nor the common people. I am in no way inferior to the outspoken ministers Quan Lung Feng and Pi Kan of old. I am like the thousand-armed perceiver of the world sounds, the bodhisattva of the great compassion, who strives to rescue at once all the beings confined to the hell of the incessant suffering." And you could very much say, you can draw a line here for the hell of incessant suffering being life without Buddhism. Because the first of the Four Noble Truths, as you'll recall, is that life is suffering. So, I keep wanting to ground these terms for you because they're not. We're accustomed in the West to flights of fancy and labeling things in a magical way, and it's easy to read this that way, but it's not meant that way. It's meant as an expedient means. It's meant as a coloration to help wrap one's mind around an idea or a concept. Continuing, when several children are caught in a fire, though the parents wish to save them all at the same time, have only two arms. They must decide which child to save first and which to leave until after. What a horrible decision to make, right? The Lotus Sutra is a parent with 1,000 arms, 10,000 arms, or 1,000,000 arms. The sutras preached before the Lotus Sutra have only one or two arms, as it were. But the Lotus Sutra, through which the Buddha has, quote, converted all living beings and caused them all to enter the Buddha way, end quote, is a bodhisattva with innumerable arms. If we go by the Lotus Sutra and the commentary of Chang'an, then Nichiren is a compassionate father and mother to all the people of Japan. He's demonstrating his ichin, his will, his daily from 24/7 effort. And so this is the magnitude of his effort. Quote, continuing, "Heaven may be lofty, but it has keen ears with which to hear. Earth may be thick, but it has sharp eyes with which to observe. Heaven and earth by now know how the situation stands. And yet I, who am father and mother to all people, am cursed and reviled and sent into exile." Once again with the microphone, I apologize. The abuses of government that have taken place in this country in the past 2 or 3 years are such as have never been heard of in former ages, and exceeds all bounds of reason. In your letter, you mentioned your filial devotion to your deceased mother. Reading it, I was so moved that I could barely hold back my tears. Long ago in China, there were 5 young men, one of whom was Yuan Cheng. They had originally been strangers from different districts and had different surnames, but they took a vow to be brothers and never turned against one another. And in time, they amassed 3,000 treasures. All the young men were orphans and grieved over this fact. When they met an old woman along the road, they decided to honor her as their mother. They did so for 24 years, never going against her wishes in the slightest. Then the mother suddenly fell ill and was unable to speak. The 5 sons gazed up at the sky and said, quote, "Our efforts to care for our mother have not been appreciated, and she has been seized by an illness that prevents her from speaking. If heaven will grant our filial feelings any recognition, we pray that it will restore her the power of speech," end quote. Obviously, he's quoting from Chinese stories, right? And this is how cultures grow, through their mythologies. Buddhism is not a religion for this reason. It's not a mythology. But it uses mythologies and colloquial stories of this sort, because these are, in the West, we'd call them fables. They're teachings of appropriate human behavior, social conditionings, right? But those social conditionings can be used as tools to understand something. Moving on. At that time, the mother spoke, saying to her 5 sons, quote, "In the past times, I was the daughter of a man named Yang Meng, of the district of Daiwan. I was married to Chang Wan Qian of the same district, who has since died. We had a son named Wu Yi. When he was 7, rebellion broke out in the area, and I do not know what became of him." So she lost a young son. "You, my 5 sons, have taken care of me for 24 years, but I have never told you this. My son Wu Yi had markings like the 7 stars of the Big Dipper on his chest, and on the sole of his right foot he had a black mole. When she had finished saying this, she died." As the 5 sons were accompanying her body to the burial ground, they encountered the magistrate of the district along the road. The magistrate had happened to drop a bag of containing important documents, and the 5 young men were accused of stealing it, arrested and bound. When the magistrate confronted them, he demanded, "Who are you?" Whereupon the 5 young men told him all they had learned from their mother. When he heard this, the magistrate almost toppled from his seat, gazing up at the heavens, then bowing to the earth in tears. He freed the 5 men from their bonds, led them to his seat, and said, "I am Wu Yi, and it was my mother you cared for." "For these past 24 years, I have known many pleasures, but because I could never stop thinking about my beloved mother, they were never real pleasures to me," end quote. In time, he presented the 5 men to the ruler of the country, and each was appointed to be a head of a prefecture. In this way, even strangers were rewarded when they came together and treated someone as a parent. How much more so will be the case with actual brothers and sisters when they kindly take care of their own father and mother? How could heaven possibly fail to approve? So this is all about filial responsibility, and he's still talking about Shijo Kingo's strong feelings about his mother who has passed away. Continuing. pure storehouse and pure eye used the Lotus Sutra to lead their father, who held erroneous views, to enlightenment. Devadatta was an enemy of the Buddha and was condemned by the sutras preached during the first 40 and more years of the Buddha's teaching life. The moment of his death was terrifying. The earth split open and he fell into the hell of incessant suffering. But in the Lotus Sutra, he was summoned back and received the prediction that he would become the thus come one heavenly king, King Ajatasattru. Killed his father, but just before the Buddha entered Nirvana, he heard the teachings of the Lotus Sutra and was able to escape the great sufferings of the Avicii hell. This province of Sado is like a realm of beasts. This is where he's been exiled. Moreover, it's filled with Honen's disciples. My God, he's surrounded by this other sect that would like to see him dead. Who hate me 100,000, 10,000 million times more than did the people of Kamakura. I'm never certain whether I'm going to survive the day. But thanks to the warm support of both of you, I have managed to sustain my life thus far. When I consider this, I suppose that since Shakyamuni, many treasures, and the Buddhas and great Bodhisattvas of the Ten Directions all make offerings and pay reverence to the Lotus Sutra, these Buddhas and Bodhisattvas must be informing your parents each hour of the night and day that you are assisting me. And the fact that you now enjoy your Lord's favor must also be due to your parents' merciful protection. Do not think of your siblings as siblings. Just think of them as your own children. It is true that among children there are those like the young of the owl, which are said to eat their own mother, or like the offspring of the Hakai beast, which watch for a chance to devour their own father. Though your own son, Shiro, takes care of his parents, if he is a bad person, perhaps there is nothing to be done. However, even a stranger, if you open up your heart to him, may be willing to lay down his life for you. If you treat your younger brothers as though they were your own sons, they may become your allies for life, and of course, it will make a favorable impression on others as well. And if you likewise think of your younger sisters as daughters, then why would they not respond with filial devotion? When I was exiled to this place, I assumed that no one would come to visit me, but I have no fewer than 7 or 8 persons with me here, and if it were not for your consideration, I do not know how we could manage to keep the whole group in provisions. I am certain that this is all because the characters of the Lotus Sutra have taken possession of your bodies in order to give us aid. I am praying that no matter how troubled the times may become, the Lotus Sutra and the 10 Demon Daughters will protect all of you, meditating as earnestly as though to produce fire from damp wood or to obtain water from parched ground. There are many other matters to discuss, but I will close here. Nichiren. Wow. So, it may seem like he jumped around a bit, and sure, I'll go ahead and say it. He jumped around a bit, but his message is very consistent here. You've often heard me say, and I'll repeat it now, Buddhism, in a very real way, is about attitude. That attitude of deep appreciation that transcends all of these mundane relationships we have with things and attachments. And it's interesting that he says, and he used examples from his own life and Shijo Kingo's life and the life of the people of Japan, Just think for a moment how different life would be today if everyone we met, everyone we know, everyone we see on television and in videos thought of one another and people they don't even know, people they meet on YouTube or Facebook or at the grocery store or neighbors. If everybody thought of one another as siblings. I mean, I'm not silly enough to believe that the world would all be a Disney movie with little birds tweeting. Siblings don't get along all the time. Sometimes we have vociferous fights, right? But even when we disagree with our siblings, our perturbances are driven by a depth of caring. Dare I say, love. Though it may not sound like it in the fury of an argument, the attitude under the argument may be the nature of how we express a profound desire, a profound wish to support, to heal, to correct, to guide our siblings. Or a very raw, sensitive fear we have in ourselves. Probably more that when we get horribly loud and angry. What drives that is a fear. And that fear is a place that maybe we don't understand that well. This is why we have Gohonzon. This is why we have a mandala to tap into that Gohonzon, our Buddha wisdom. To either clear away the confusion that's creating our fears, or to understand them and blow the strength out of them, to deflate them, so that we can spend more time in our Buddha nature. And from that place, see all other beings. It may seem idealistic, but I think it's important sometimes to think in those ways, you know, understanding that their thought exercises, mental exercises, to recenter our deep appreciation for this thing we call life, this process of which we're a part and a produce of, as well as an influencer and influenced piece, moment to moment, of that incredible, amazing process. If it's a summer night and it's clear and you can go outside and look at the stars at night, if it takes sitting by a body of water, a lake, and watching until you see fish breaking the surface of the water, eating insects, whatever, go to a zoo, go get yourself a pet bird to just sit there and get fish tanks. And whatever it takes for you to inculcate that amazing, that feeling of amazement in daily life. Yes, chant, use your Gohonzon, your mandala, enliven your Gohonzon, study, practice Buddhism. Yes, but you're also a human being. So find in your environment your Gohonzon. Find in your environment that awe of just being. Because if you're going to train your mind with a mandala and daimoku to experience your Buddha-ness and this amazing process that Buddha-ness enlivens for us, awakens us to, then go experience it in your daily life. Don't just chant and think, okay, I got my Buddha filled today. Now let me go to war. That's not the point. The point is to alter the quality of your life. So take this. Take these precious moments of Daimoku, videos, study, chanting. Hold them deeply and walk them into your life. I promise you, that is when you will see the benefit of the practice. That's when you'll see the karma change in you. That's where you will see your Buddha wisdom in action. It's easy to awaken here. It's difficult to take that awakening and let it breathe, let it live into your daily life. Because that's what this practice is for. This has been the Buddha's mission since day one. That is how we unglue ourselves from the sufferings of our attachments, egos, and all of that. Make sense? That ended up being a more profound time than I originally thought it might be. So I'm very appreciative to you for allowing me to go down this road. That's the end, actually, of that Go Show. We're starting a new one in the next video. And until then, thank you so much for being here and participating. I really look forward to seeing you in the next one. And in these days across the world, health has become an issue deeply ingrained in all our activities. So I say to you, stay healthy. Chant some extra Daimoku for your immune system, your health, and the health of all your siblings. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Take care.